We all struggle. We all struggle. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. But through it all, I know I'm blessed. And I'm grateful.
Appreciate the blessings, appreciate the inner peace that I got when I'm stressing. Appreciate the fact that you don't leave me out here guessing.
Welcome to another episode of the Grateful Dread Podcast. I'm your host, Jimmy Soul, aka the Grateful Dread. Today, I am grateful. I am blessed. I am excited. I am alive. I am well. I am happy. Every day I wake up is a good day. Just watch these birds get fed. It's a really enjoyable experience every day. I feel like almost every time I come here, there's this dude that comes and he just throws out a whole bunch of bread to the birds. And it's, I don't know, it's just so enjoyable to watch the birds get fed. I fed them a bunch myself as well. And it just reminds me of that scripture, like, yo, God's going to take care of them. They don't have to worry about how they're going to get fed. They get fed. And they share, and it's just dope, man. I love birds. I don't know why. I love birds, especially like seagulls and crows and just like the birds that be at the beach. I don't know why. I just love them. I feel like they're angels. They remind me of the movie City of Angels. But anyway, I posted a quote earlier today on Instagram from this interview I watched with Russ, which I've seen him post on his Instagram before as well, where he says, forget the when. He actually said F, the F word, the four-letter F word. F the when, trust the what, and don't forget the why. And I just think that's such a deep and profound quote. And I want to kind of talk about each layer of that today. And kind of piggyback on what he said and just dive a little deeper into it. So, F the when. I think that's something that I have to remind myself of all the time. It's probably something a lot of people struggle with that are anxious like me or impatient like me. Who so invest time and energy into themselves for a week and or even a day sometimes, and then doesn't yield results, and you're like, ah, this ain't gonna happen. You start getting discouraged. And he shared some stories which I can relate to as well. A lot of Russ's journey reminds me of my journey, like his earlier journey. I haven't gotten to that point where he's at now, where he has some crazy breakthroughs and massive successes and millions of people listening to his stuff. But I remember he was talking about releasing songs every week and having that first song get 10,000 views and it being like, oh, wow. And it just started building momentum. And I remember my journey as the Mad Fanatic being really similar. And I remember having so many times where I was frustrated, like, when is this going to happen? When are we going to get to the point where these videos are getting views and people are watching? But all what it ended up taking was just being consistent. And like he said, when people finally do discover your music, when you've got 100 plus 200 songs you've put out, they get stuck in the rabbit hole. And they're allowed to really become fans when they finally do catch on. And it's beautiful. It happens to me today, even as Jimmy Soul, even as someone who's trying to move beyond just sports music. People have come across my Mad Fanatic song, a Bronco song of mine, and be like, oh my God, how did I just discover the Mad Fanatic? And they'll be listening to my songs for hours. And be like, man, I can't believe I just discovered you. I just spent the whole day listening to your stuff. You're fire, bro. And I'm like, thanks. And that's why I can kind of consider walking away from making Mad Fanatic music, or maybe being like my boy Brandon Phillips said, being like The Undertaker, doing like three fights a year, maybe like three real big songs each year. Still go to games, still be a fan. I'm sure I'll make a song here and there no matter what. If I decide one day I'm gonna make an album about the Broncos, that's what I have the right to do that. If I decide I want to go back to making disses every week, or I want to just go all in, I can do that too. But I feel like, at least for the moment, which I'm trying not to project how I'm going to feel 8 months from now when it's football season, because you never know. But in the moment, I'm just trying to make what's on my soul, what's in my spirit, what's trying to come out of me on its own. Like today, I was like, man, I want to make a song. I hit up a producer, a friend of mine, Point Guard, who I made a lot of dope songs with lately. And I'm like, I need a beat, man. I want to write something. He's like, yo, did you finish that song, Sewing? Because I had this song I wrote this hook for called Sewing that I started a few weeks ago and was dope, and I sent him the hook. But I never finished the song, and I'm like, you know what? I'll take that as God telling me finish that song, even though it was Point Guard telling me. I felt like it was something I needed to hear because it's something I completely forgot about. But when I reheard it, I was like, yeah, I do need to sew this song. And it's in line with this message right now. The hook was just like, every day I pray for discernment, watching sermon after sermon, sowing seeds without being discouraged. One day I'll reap and them seeds will flourish, but I'm still sowing. It's like two octaves higher than that. But it's just about just continuing to sow those seeds and knowing that one day them seeds will flourish. One day it will be time to harvest, but right now it might just be a sowing season. It might be time to just keep investing in yourself. And that's why I'm bringing it back to the F, the when. It's not about when it's gonna happen. I have so many stories like this. I remember I did this song, Bruce Willis. And when I did it, I was like, man, this song's gonna be dope. Something's gonna happen with this song. It just feels like a dope song. And I showed it to a bunch of people around me. And they're just like, man, this song is dumb. This song is stupid. This song is, I don't know, it's not dope to me. I don't like the beat. I don't like this. I don't like that. And I was just like, man, you guys are wrong. This song is dope. And I wanted to shoot a video to try to push it to like show people like, man, I was right about this song. And we're supposed to shoot the video on Bronco game weekend. And right before we're about to shoot the video, it starts pouring. And it's like, yo, we can't shoot this video. And I was really disappointed that we didn't get to shoot the video. Do you know, 2 years later to the day, it was Bronco game weekend again. It was the exact same day, 2 years later, that song Bruce Willis aired on Comedy Central, BET, VH1, a whole bunch of channels for Bruce Willis's roast, Comedy Central roast. Like, he came out to that song, like his entrance music if he was a wrestler. It was like, I'm a diehard Bruce Willis, like Bruce Willis. I'm a diehard Bruce Willis. Like, I was going crazy, yo. I'm still making money from that song to this day. I'm literally getting a royalty check today that includes some money for that song because it still airs. So the point is, it might not be when you expect to reap. Sometimes it's 2 years later. There's songs I've made. There's so many. Orange Crush. I made that song, Orange Crush. And that song ended up being the same song. That beat ended up being the same beat they used for Thursday Night Football 2 years later. 20 times I did the Thursday Night Football intro with that song. I ended up doing it like another 15 times with a different beat. But the point is, sometimes you do stuff now and it doesn't pay off, doesn't pay dividends till years later. But what you do is you just keep sowing, you keep moving in your purpose, and you don't focus on the when you're going to have your result. Because the outcome, unfortunately, you're not the God of the outcome. He is the God of the outcome. But what you can do is trust what's your intuition, allow yourself to be led, and keep sowing and keep doing your part. So F the when, I think that's really, really important. Right now, I try not to get discouraged with these songs I'm doing now. I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to have a fan base for them. I don't know when people are actually going to listen to this music. I actually been delaying putting out Give Love and Appreciate the Blessings and a bunch of songs because I'm like, man, I don't want to do it until people are really going to hear it. But then today, I heard that message from Russ again, and it just resonated with me differently. And I was like, you know what? I'm putting out Give Love. I'm uploading today. And in a few days, it'll be on iTunes and all that stuff because it's a song that needs to start reverberating into the universe. That spirit of love is something that needs to be felt. And even if someone doesn't come across it for 2 years, or the algorithm changes in 2 years, or some new platform emerges where there is organic reach or whatever, people, maybe I do have my following in 2 years and they just now discover Give Love from years ago. It's not about when. Which brings me to the next one. Trust the what. I trust that what was given to me. Give love, that vibe, that energy is important. And more important than that, I posted this in my post today too, is I trust the who. If God gives me something that he wants to create in me, if he gives me a word or gives me a vibe or a melody or something that I know is from a greater source of good within, then I trust him to make sure it gets heard and received by the people it's meant to be received by. Even if it's one person, if it's one person that it gets helps get them through their day, or it stops them from killing themselves. That's an extreme example, but I know it's happened before. I trust the who and the what. And then don't forget the why. Why are you doing it? Why am I making music? Because I believe I'm called to. Because I believe I was given this gift for a reason. Because I believe that I am a vessel for his light to shine, so that people can see the light within themselves, so I can reflect that light in others. And I believe there's people lost in the darkness every day, and I believe somebody needs hope. And I believe that I'm giving words and energy and vibes that can help somebody. And I embrace that gift and that opportunity. And I do it because I'm grateful that God allows me to. Why do I want to be successful? Because I want my daughters to have a backyard like I did. I want them to have a pool like I did. I want them to live in a nice, safe environment. I want them to see and believe that believing in yourself and doing something, following your heart and trusting God is a fruitful endeavor. Even though God himself says it's not always like that. You might be rich in heaven. You know what I mean? But he also says on earth as it is in heaven. So I think God is of abundance and wants us to have abundance, but I think there's a real balance of that. And I believe that you need to understand that you have abundance even when you think you have nothing. Like this moment right here is abundant. It's abundant with life, it's abundant with peace, it's abundant with love, it's abundant with gratitude and joy. And that Holy Spirit fruit is really what matters the most. But the why, there's so many whys, but mostly because I am who he says I am, and therefore I will do what I'm called to do. But yeah, hopefully this message was received to you well today. You received it well, rather. And I hope you have a blessed day. I hope it's fruitful. I hope you lay a brick. I hope that you understand and get a little less anxious and keep sowing today. F the when, know, trust the what and the who, and never forget the why. As always, appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
So thankful.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm so grateful to be alive.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I'm blessed, yes. Appreciate the blessings.
So are you.
And I thank you. Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.
Appreciate the blessings.